Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Mass, very specially if you are visiting us for the first time. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us turn our thoughts to God. And before we bring our gifts to the altar, before we approach the table to receive the Eucharist, with sincere words, humble hearts, we ask for forgiveness for the many times that we fail to see the face of Jesus in others. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The word of the Lord.
Be glad and exult, because you rule the people in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. Oh God. Peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, O God, let all the nations praise.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous, and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience, that he might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you.
kind of missed you guys. It's been a long time since I've celebrated the 9:30 Mass. But I got a great compliment this morning from this lady. She started speaking to me in Tagalog. She thought I was Filipino. I said, no, I'm not a Filipino. I'm just a Mexican. But when I was in Greece, I lived in Greece for 2 years, they thought I was Greek. The readings for today, they teach us so much. We learn so much from the gospel. It's a very short gospel, but such a great lesson for us. Jesus and his disciples are traveling to a different territory, and a Canaanite woman, a foreigner, is following them. And she wants to speak to Jesus, because she had heard about this man. She'd heard about the miracles. She heard that this man could heal. And she was calling. She wanted to get his attention. And what did the disciples said? Jesus, get rid of her. She's a stranger. She doesn't belong to us. Get rid of her. She approaches him. And she said, Lord, she kneels down most likely. And you've got to see the picture to understand this. She pleads, the foreigner, the stranger, the one that's not in the group, comes to Jesus and kneels down. Have pity on me. My child is ill. And there's a conversation going on between Jesus and this Canaanite woman. But Jesus sees something in this woman that makes him so happy, so full of happiness. Just like God is happy with us today. Oh, he's so happy with you. When you come into this house of prayer, the cathedral, and you make a simple sign. You sign yourself as you walked in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What a simple gesture that was. But what a profound gesture that was. Oh, that must have made our God look upon us with a smile. There she is. There is my child who's coming to the house of prayer with people from all different walks of life. That's what Jesus saw in this woman. Show the faith in him, the faith in her, that she kneels down. Jesus, have mercy on me. My daughter is sick. She's ill. And Jesus sees her faith, just like he sees our faith. Or he should see our faith. Why do we come here? We come here to pray. We come here to listen to the word of God. We come here to get instruction from God. Who gives us direction. Who gives us understanding. We come here to sing. Let all the nations, let all people
Let all the people praise you. We come to praise God. To sing to Him. This house shall be called a house of prayer, says the prophet. This is a house of prayer. There's a beautiful little story there that we kind of miss. There's a play in words. Jesus says, I shouldn't give food to dogs that should be given to the chosen ones. But then she says, but even the puppies. That's the correct translation, not dogs. She answers, but even the puppies. A little puppy eats scraps. And that's true. If a ferocious dog, a big dog comes to your table, you're kind of frightened. But if a puppy, oh, the puppies are all beautiful. They're cute. All puppies are cute. They even smell good. You can't deny them. You cannot give them a little bit of food. What faith this woman had. And this pleases Jesus. We have to cry out to God. God, give me this faith. Give me this faith that when I pray that the words that I utter may be sincere. The gestures that I will say, that I will give you today when I come to receive you, may they be sincere. Yes, I want to receive you. Amen. I love you. They be sincere. I love when a mama or a daddy carries a child in their arms, and as they come into church, they bless the child. Ah, there's a smile. God is smiling. Ah, that parent is teaching. It's bringing my child. Let the children come to me. Yes, remember that praise from the Lord Jesus. All the gestures, all the words. When we kneel, why do we kneel? We're pleading. We're praying. Right before we receive Him, the presence of God there. We kneel down like this woman kneeled down and pleaded. Give me this faith. Let all the nations. What an appropriate reading for us today, as there's a lot of division going on. Let all the nations, let all peoples from all walks of life praise you because you are God. And you came to save all of us. Jesus came to save all of us. What a day this is. What an occasion the Mass is. To show our love. It's our turn. To show Him that we love Him. That we need Him.
Let us profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Let us bring our prayers to the holy mountain of God, the Lord of all peoples and all nations.
For the Holy Church of God, as we bring the good news of salvation to the whole world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That all nations might live in unity and peace, learning to work together for the good of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our children returning to school, for their teachers and administrators, as they begin a year full of hope and promise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all who suffer from chronic illness, for those who endure diseases that are rare or difficult to treat, and for their caregivers and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces, and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Selwyn Puig, Cruz Lara Garcia, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Eloy Perez, Joe Cueva, Claire McCutcheon Castro, and Calvin Lawson, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. God of boundless love, you make us joyful in your house of prayer. Graciously hear these our prayers and grant them in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. blessing of another nation. For through your goodness we have received the wine of life. Fruit of the vine will give you the hands. And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about the glorious exchange, that by offering what you have given, we may bear to receive your very self. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven to his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be brought to you, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
and with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy. You should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you.
This Sunday, after every Mass, in the St. Joseph Hall. So parents, please register your children. Very important. Also, our rummage sale is around the corner, September the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. Don't forget to bring your donations to the rummage sale. The deadline is the end of this month, August 28th. Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.